Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
No, not really. It's more a frustration with you guys. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've been totally available for the last few years, but it's not as if, like, at Augusta, I skipped you guys Thursday. So, yeah, it's not as if it's not out of the ordinary. I've done it before. I'm just doing it a little more often. I feel like I've earned the right to do whatever I want to do. Yeah. It's much easier being on the cut line when you don't really care if you're here for the weekend or not. You know, I was sort of thinking, do I really want two more days here or not? So it makes it easier to play better when you're in that mindset.
Rory McIlroy kind of explaining why he's not talked to the media as much. I don't know. Whatever. Guy won the Masters and seems like he's not very happy.
Yeah.
Which I suppose is very possible.
He did say, though, what was the comment he made about? Climb my Everest in April. You got to find your new mountain to climb, and open at Portrush is certainly one of those. So
all right.
He's at least fired up for next month.
803-0550. Mark in Tonawanda has been waiting. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on. Happy Dog Days of Summer. Is that officially started?
I think we, at least once the finals are over,
I think
I would say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah,
we got some time.
That's right.
Like, Jeremy, how are you liking this weather? It's kind of like a fall, summer feel, and I'm not hating it. If you have a pool or a boat, I could see the problem, but the golf course has been great.
Yeah, the high's in the 80s for most
80s
of the next
couple.
Next week's going to get up to 89, so it feels like
all right. Well,
89.
There was a lot going on. I called for football, but after that conversation, I thought it was really good. My problem lies with Kevin Adams. It just really, really does. And that's all I got to say on that topic. But you referenced in your discussion about Mahomes and Josh Allen, and if Josh Allen could be better. I just think that the pressure is really on McDermott and this defense this year. And I think it has to be. You even mentioned the Warriors' former coach. I think it's Mark Johnson, right?
Mark Jackson.
Mark Jackson. Yep. Sorry about that. He just couldn't get it done. And then Steve Kerr comes, and they're a dynasty. So I don't know, you know, who's in the pipeline. I'm not calling for McDermott to be fired or anything. You know, I'm not jumping ship. I would love to win with McDermott. I think he's done great here. But I think it's definitely fair to say that McDermott and his defense, they have to start stealing games for Josh Allen and giving him the help that this guy deserves. And I just wanted your thoughts on everything. And, hit him straight, fellas.
Thanks, Mark. One thing I wonder is, like, if the defense does not improve, there's no doubt people will be looking at McDermott for answers. And I would just ask, would you also look at Bean? Or is it just McDermott? Because I saw a graphic over the weekend, and it was about all the quarterbacks and how many first and second team all pros they have on their teams. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, Lamar and Mahomes and Goff. And Allen was not on the list because he doesn't have teammates that are like that.
Right.
The Dawkins was the only player that was in the NFL's top 100. They did not have a first or second team all pro, correct? None?
I don't believe so.
And, you know, for what it's worth, you could say whatever you want, but when does Bean get any of that? Bean drafts a full defense. If the defense isn't good, is it McDermott's fault or is it Bean's fault? They signed Ogunjobi and Michael Hoyt with suspensions.
Yep.
And they went for Bosa with an injury. So, I mean, not saying it's not going to work, but if it, as Mark lays it out, it better be good or it's McDermott. I just wonder if anybody would see it not work and think, instead of the coach, that, man, the GM might not be giving him the pieces. We thought this was going to be an offseason of a potential whale,
yep.
And that didn't happen. That's not exactly Bean's fault.
But It would depend. I think if, like, the way that McDermott would get the most criticism, I think, is if the defense is better this year and Bosa gets his sacks and Ogunjobi and Hoyt, like, they make their differences and, you know, pick whichever one of the rookies, but you drafted four, right? Two of them are making impacts. Whoever it is, doesn't even matter. Hairston, you know, might be different for this because he's a first-round pick, but two of the four rookies are producing, and then you go to the playoffs and you play Kansas City or Cincinnati, and then they're bad again.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Like, in that moment, that's when it falls on McDermott more than it does for Bean. And that is, I think, kind of the feeling of their defense is that, isn't the overall sentiment of their defense, they're good in the regular season and they stink when they get to the biggest game?
Okay, let me try that on. What would be the explanation for that? Where you could put together a good, strong defense during the regular season, then you get to the playoffs, and it doesn't come to play. What are the explanations? There are multiple. One, your coach isn't as good as their coach. That's an easy one that people go to. The other might be when you get into the biggest moments when players make a difference, you don't have the guys to do it.
Right.
And actually, your coach has been overachieving with these players that are not first and second team All-Pros. He's put together a sum of its parts unit that does really well. And then in great big moments when you get to better teams, better coaches, bigger stakes, the great players show out and you are just not on the level of some of these teams with their great players.
Right. Like if I look at their high defensive picks, let's go Tremaine Edmonds, like first round, their first picks, Tremaine Edmonds, Ed Oliver, AJ Epenesa, Greg Rousseau, Kyrie Elam, and then Ed Oliver. Can you think of a playoff moment of any of those guys?
No. And is that because of the coach?
I can think of one for Kyrie Elam, and he's the one who stinks.
Right, for sure.
So, but of the other guys, Rousseau, first-round pick, Oliver, top 10 pick. Epenesa was their first pick of a draft, but that's a round two. Tremaine Edmonds is a first-round pick. Think of a playoff moment for any of them.
Now, you could go either way. Is that because the coach doesn't have what it takes to put them in position, or is it something else? Is it that they're just not good enough?
No, you're right, though, because it is. I think often it's 100% blamed on the coach. And maybe it should be more split. Maybe it should be, yeah, the coach should not skate here, but, like, Greg Rousseau is a pass rusher. You know? Like, what? It's a third and 10 and four-man rush, and you got to get after the quarterback. Like, Sean McDermott's not preventing you from getting to Patrick Mahomes. Why are you getting bodied and you're not even getting close to him at that size? You know, Oliver is maybe for this, a little bit of this too. So that's probably right. Maybe the players and the guy who's drafting him, you know, like, that should be on the hook as much as it is the coach. Because for me, it is very easy to go to the coach. Thinking about especially their Kansas City matchups, how that coaching staff always has things dialed up. That team will do things differently when you get to the playoffs. And the Bills have had this reputation that they don't really change a lot of what they do. They don't add a lot of crazy wrinkles that you're not ready for. Was it Stephen Ruiz a couple of years ago who talked about their defense when it was Leslie Frazier as a defensive coordinator? How just like, man, you know what you're going to get when you get to January. And maybe they're a little different on that now, but...
But how much of that might be, I don't have anybody to make a difference.
Do things differently with?
I got to take my chances, play sound structure.
Well, I think the best thing McDermott would do for himself to escape criticism of a defense underperforming is if he has to continue to count on guys that they've developed as like seventh-round picks and undrafted guys. And you know what I mean? Like, if they have injuries this year and Joe Andreessen has to play and is like holding down the fort, like, you get credit as a coach for doing that. And he's got a lot of examples of that happening, which is, so maybe that should get him more credit in this conversation is, okay, sure, his defense wasn't great last year, and in the playoffs it hasn't been great, but look how many lowly drafted players this guy has to rely upon.
Right, because they're missing at the top.
Right.
They're not really getting the hits at the top as often. Interesting. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. There was a trade in the NBA that involved four unprotected first-round picks and a first-round pick swap.
Yep. Crazy.
It is a funny league where
for a player that a lot of people probably haven't right. even heard of.
In the NHL, it's the deadline, and you're like, oh, man, huge blockbuster move, a second-round pick for this second pair defenseman. Yeah, four firsts.
The NBA's like, how about we have no first until 2031?
Right. Extendo Sports coming up on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.